Hi, this is Randy Barnes from the Henry County Board of Developmental Disabilities, also known as HOPE Services. We've been doing a series of programs that highlight families in Henry County that are related to a person served by HOPE. This month we are with
Judy Cordes.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Randy.
Could you tell me about your connection with HOPE?
Is with our daughter Jennifer.
Okay, tell me just a little bit about Jennifer, just in general to start with, and then we'll get a little bit more.
See, Jennifer is 41 years old. She works out at Northwest State Community College and is doing very well. And she started out at Hope School when she was about 2.5 years old.
Okay. Tell us a little bit when she started out. What did you do before she started at Hope when she was 2.5? Because at that point in time, Hope didn't have, I don't even know what they called it then, infant STEM?
Yeah, it was called infant STEM classes. We did not have them in Henry County, so we took Jennifer over to Fulton County, to the Fulton County Training Center, because that's where they served children that were younger than 3, because at that time Hope only served children 3 years old and up.
And so then when she turned 3, you came back to Hope, and just maybe quick, tell us then, did she go to Hope School?
Yes. She started in the preschool program at Hope.
And then after preschool, where'd she go?
From preschool, she went to public schools, and she was with, I think, Susie Campbell when they were in at Molina.
Okay.
So that's where she was. And then from there, she went to Central Middle School.
Because so she kind of has grown up with Hope.
Yes.
And maybe she works at Northwest State.
Yes.
How long has she been there?
I'm going to say it right. It'll be 19 years in April.
I was thinking it was close to 20. And what does she do at Northwest State?
She works in the copy center in the afternoons. She runs the copy center in the afternoons the days that she works.
How has Hope impacted Jennifer's life?
She had a lot of support as through her developing years. You know, they supported us in showing us how to help Jennifer become the best person that she could be with her disability that she has. And she's just blossomed. You know, there has always been someone there, whether it be an occupational therapist, a physical therapist, the teacher, a speech and hearing person. There was always someone there to help guide us.
How has impacted your life? Because you kind of Hope, you're a parent of a child that went to Hope, but you also worked for Hope.
I did. After Jennifer was 5, she went out of the building because I said I would not work in the building as long as she was there because she'd want to be with Mom all the time. And that's when I started, an opening came up, and I started as a teacher's aide.
Okay. What kind of things does Jennifer like to do in a typical week, if there's a typical week?
A typical week. Well, after work or before work, we kind of just lounge around at home. Or if we need doctor's appointments in the morning, we do that, or shopping, or if it happens to be a movie thing, but usually we don't do those till weekends.
What other things does she do that are connected with Hope?
She does Special Olympics. She loves to come bowling at the bowling alley. She does swimming, and she also does track and field. She does not track and field, but she has bocce ball.
Bocce ball and cycling.
And cycling.
Yeah.
I forgot cycling.
Yeah, don't forget
I
cycling.
I can forget that.
Okay. What would you say your overall experience with Hope has been?
We've had a very positive experience with Hope Services. We've always had SSAs or teachers or specialists that were always right there to help us whenever we had any problems with Jennifer as far as her development and stuff.
And a job coach?
If now she has job coaches. They, I think they once a month they check in on her, and she does very well.
Okay, does anything stick out that you'd like that you would tell another parent about using Hope Services?
I think the best thing I could say, if the earlier you get them started with help, the better it is for the child. They will blossom a lot better than you could ever imagine.
In my opinion, you know, Jennifer started out really, really young, and you look where she's at.
She did.
Working at Northwest State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, probably back then you thought, she's not going to be working at Northwest State.
Oh, that's the last thing we thought of. You know, it took her forever to even just to walk, let alone, you know,
right,
be able to be where she is now.
Okay, anything you want to add here at the end?
No, I just want to thank everyone at Hope Services for everything they've done for us over the years. It's been greatly appreciated. They've been very supportive, and
okay.
That's it.
Well, I just want to say, Judy, thanks for being here and sharing a little bit with us.
You're welcome.
If anyone out there has a question or comment about Hope Services, please call 419-599-2892. That's the Maumee Street office. Or you can go on the web at www.henrydd.org. And I'd like to say thank you for listening and thank you to the sponsors. So until next time, make sure to get up, get out, and move.